Right, 806 FM Talk 106.5, and it is the Big Friday, the Deep Graw version of Mobile Mornings. Our phone number, 343-0106, 343-0106. Talk about parade schedules for today on through Fat Tuesday. Also, where you can see us tomorrow with the FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Command Unit. Let me give you a heads up, too, about the maids. I started thinking about this. So the maids, this Wednesday was the day the maids came and made things right again in the Sullivan House, which is a challenge. We have a 14-year-old daughter, which I may tell some stories about her. She's on the way down the road. We may tell stories later this hour. And a 9-year-old son and two dogs and life just going on out there. And it's an important thing that happens each week when the maids come in and hit the reset button. Right now, you can get the maids to give you an estimate for free on what they can do for you. Phone number is 344-6626, 344-6626. Started thinking about the vacuums they use. I've talked about these vacuums, like their backpack vacuums that the maids have. Kind of looks like a Ghostbusters thing. The maids have these HEPA filtration backpack vacuums that can capture up to 99% of all dust, allergens, bacteria, pollen, pet dander, other pollutants, and Mardi Gras beads in their... Okay, I added that part. They'll pick that up. It'll definitely pick up Mardi Gras beads if it's picking up all the other things. HEPA filtration, help of filters trap airborne allergens and potential toxins as small as 1/210th of a human hair. They use a 5-stage HEPA filtration system, helping reduce colds, allergic reactions, asthma attacks, all that. And they do that with the vacuums. They also, like I've said, when you go check your bookshelves after the maids have been there, they're wiped down, dusted. It's cleaning from the baseboards to the ceiling fans, everything in between, and it's time back in your schedule. Give yourself the gift of clean and the gift of time when you do what I did and have the maids come to your house. Phone number, free estimate, 344-6626. Baldwin County, Mobile County, call 344-6626, or you can Google the maids for Mobile and Baldwin County. Get a time set up, let them stop by and see what they can do for you. Once again, get a free estimate, 344-6626. All right, so tonight, Crew of Columbus, downtown, 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
It's 6:45, I think. Isn't it 6:45?
Yeah, the Maids of Jubilee.
Yeah, they're 6:45.
In Fairhope.
So you've either side, about 6:30, 6:45. Dr. Bill says it's going to be chilly, but it'll be dry for the parade tonight. So that's going to be a good deal. And then tomorrow, and by the way, we'll direct you to go click the Moon Pie Minute tab on the front page of fmtalk1065.com, where you'll be able to see all the different parade listings, because tomorrow there are a pile of them. I mean, from Gulf Shores to Foley to Mobile to Pritchard. Mm-hmm. Pretty much everybody's going to have something tomorrow.
Just about everybody tomorrow, and it gets started at 10 a.m. with the Pritchard Mardi Gras Association Parade. The Foley Parade starts at 11, and then Saraland's Crew of Sparta, noon. We got the Floral Parade, which the Mobile Command Unit will be rolling in at noon, and just parades all day long tomorrow. And then, of course, that leads into Joe Kane Day, and there will not be a shortage of parades then either. So today through Fat Tuesday, parades rolling pretty much every afternoon, and you can see that entire schedule at fmtalk1065.com/moonpieminute.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about tomorrow in the Floral Parade, because we're rolling with the crew from St. Jude's and the Joy of Life crew, and we got the King and Queen of the Joy of Life Ball there. I got a float as well full of folks from St. Jude's, and we'll have the FM Talk 1065 Mobile Command Unit. Hopefully we can make it rain and make it happen here, but I'm just prefacing this with the fact that our van is like a radio studio on wheels, so the back 80% of it is a radio studio. It just has a front driver area. We only have two windows.
Mm-hmm.
And short of Dalton's idea earlier this week of busting out the windshield.
I don't hate that idea. I think you do.
I do hate that, yes. As a person that would have to cut the check to put the windshield back in, I do hate that idea. And drive
back.
With stuff in my teeth, just bugs in my teeth. No, we're not knocking the windshield out. So we got the two windows, and we're going to throw as much as we can, but we are limited. And I think just my conversations with buddies of mine in MPD, the fact of putting people up on top of the van, they said, Sean, let's not do that. I think that was the way it was put to be. Let's not do that.
They shut it down. Now, is that, would that be?
They didn't say there was ordinance. They said to me, let's not do that.
Now,
what would you take from let's not do that?
Soft enforcement. Okay. I think they're talking like, soft enforcement there, not hard enforcement.
Let's not do that. Speaking of MPD, and we were talking about it yesterday with Sergeant Goff about the Families of the Fallen mm-hmm. float. Now, last year, Families of the Fallen, that float rolled in the Floral Parade. This year, it will roll with the Knights of Revelry. So on Fat Tuesday, it'll be at the end of the Knights of Revelry parade. That float that has the USS Alabama, because they've gotten different Mardi Gras organizations. Mobile Mystics, I think 2 years in a row, have donated the float. Way to go, Mobile Mystics. Y'all mm-hmm. are awesome. Awesome stuff. Good group. Donating the USS Alabama float. And so that's going to be a key. There's also going to be the Thin Blue Line flags on there, I think American flags, and pictures of the fallen officers whose families are on the float. Now, if y'all didn't hear us talk about this last year, these are those left behind. When we lose officers, and I mean, we had I think the deadliest year on record for law enforcement in Alabama this last year. When we lose officers like that, people pay attention, I think, and rightly so, to the officers and their legacy and people in the departments. But what about their families? What about their husbands, wives, children? All, you know, they're kind of, you know, left there, and people are paying attention to the fallen officer. But what about those families? Well, Families of the Fallen, our Family of the Fallen, this organization, by the way, familyofthefallen.org is the website, or you can go to their Facebook page, Family of the Fallen, is a charity, 501c3 charitable organization, 100% volunteer staff. They're good folks, really good folks, know these people personally. All donations go directly to support the mission. And what they do this time of year is they put those families, those kids, those wives, those husbands who lost a loved one in law enforcement in the line of duty, they put them on the float. Okay, so they get to have a little bit of time to just have fun. You know, think about what their lives must be like. Let them have some fun. And also to remember those that lost a loved one that worked in law enforcement decades ago, mm-hmm. because this is only the second year for Family of the Fallen. So they're going back and finding these people that lost. We were talking about it yesterday, an officer back in the 70s, his family, and putting them on the float, and they get to ride in the parades and at least for that little bit of time have a lot of fun, get that off their minds, and get out and be part of Mardi Gras. So here's what we do. So the familyofthefallen.org, the charity, they organized the float, working with Mobile Mystics this year, getting the USS Alabama float, which is really cool. And we, the people, put the throws on there for them. Now, you can do this a couple ways. You can go to you can go rock the float. You can go to Gulf Coast Beads, Chuck McKay, who did this last year. Great guy. You can go there to either of those locations, walk in and say, hey, I want to spend X number of dollars. I just want to buy throws to go on the float, or you can pick out the ones you want them to throw. Mm-hmm. It's either way. But the nice thing is, I know last year dealing with Chuck, you just say, here's how much money I want to spend, and he knows he knows what they need on the float. And also, he made a huge donation. He already does a starter pack for every family member riding on the float. He donates that right off the bat.
Awesome.
And then we, the people, load the float even more full. Like Sergeant Goff talked about yesterday, they had to crawl over stuff to get more stuff on the float and get the people on the float last year, and that makes me very happy.
You said, what, the fire marshal had to check it out?
That's correct. Even with all the MPD folks in this thing, they had to use all their influence to get the float to roll with that number of throws, and the folks on there threw every last thing. So they're going to be rolling on Fat Tuesday. It's the float that follows the KOR parade, and you're going to see the USS Alabama float. Those people on there are people that have lost a loved one in law enforcement in the line of duty. So what we do is we make those donations. You can go now to Rock the Float or Gulf Coast Beads, make that donation. You can just say, hey, here's the money, y'all get what they need, or hey, I want them to throw the footballs, or I want them to throw, you know, the light up unicorn things, or whatever you want. Get that to load the float that way, and they will put that on the float for those families that are rolling. If you want to do straight cash, I know people yesterday are already making big donations, and y'all really did an incredible thing last year. Yeah, I've never cease to be amazed by y'all as this audience, the charity and the giving. And last year, you just stacked the float, and I know you'll do it again this year. So you can do the items, or you can go to familyofthefallen.org, and there's a donate tab. You can click there if you want to do a monetary donation to the group that they can use. But 100% of the donations go directly to support their mission, and they're a great group. I know these folks. You can trust them. It's a bunch of law enforcement folks that do it, and it's for a very, very great cause.
Also, a reminder, to add on to that, you know, I shared the Family of the Fallen Facebook page on our Facebook page yesterday, so you can get to it through there. But they also have those collection boxes at the MPD headquarters and the precincts 2 and 4. So if you've got some beads of your own that you want to donate or any other throws, you can take them there too.
Yeah, one thing to do, that you make sure they're, like, if people did that last year, bagged up stuff that you have still in the house or whatever, you can do that. Make sure it's a good throws. And yeah, none of the food throws. Make sure it's the non-organic throw items. Which, by the way, you can take them there, and for the rest of the beads, like we talked about yesterday, maybe it's time to call 1-800-GOD-JUNK. I know my buddy Trey's going to throw something at the radio right now, but 1-800-GOD-JUNK, year-round, getting junk out of your home, your office, your storage unit. Maybe you have a storage unit full of old Mardi Gras throws, or whatever you have that's junk and you need it out of your life. That's where my buddy Trey comes into big, big help. He's been doing this for 11 years, and Mobile and Baldwin counties can do the same thing for you. You get online, go to 1-800-GOTJUNK.com, or get on the phone and call 1-800-GOTJUNK. They'll make an appointment time. They'll pick a day and a time, and y'all actually will agree on it, and they will show up. It's like a refreshing idea. They'll quote you a price on the job. If you say yes, they get to work and get the junk gone. So it could be Mardi Gras beads. It could be a storage shed out back. It could be a swing set. It could be something up the creaky attic ladder stair thing. It could be a storage unit you need cleaned out. Whatever it is, you got junk, you need it gone. Need 1-800-GOD-JUNK. Online at 1-800-GOD-JUNK.com. All right, coming back, talk more about this latest polling in the AL1 Republican primary, plus some of the Senate race polling. And Roger Stone, what do you think? You got the best. Will he get pardoned by President Trump as well? Talk about that with you when we come back. 343-0106. FM Talk 106.5. It is Mobile Mornings on this Deep Graw Fat Friday. Is it fair enough? And by the way, too, less than 2 weeks out from Super Tuesday. We've got Fat Tuesday in between, but then the Super Tuesday. We'll get to that in just a second. On the text line, just pull a trailer behind the van. Listen, I already thought about all that. We do have the van has the hitch. Here's the problem. This is the mobile command unit. It's one of those Sprinter vans, and it's got a wheelbase a lot like my grandmother used to have the Grand Marquis when I was a little kid. You know, it had a wheelbase. It was like 34 feet long or something like that. That's what the Sprinter van's like. And so to make the turns in the street and keep everything straight, I've got a big tandem axle trailer I could roll, but I just don't know. You cut those 90-degree turns on that and all the stuff going, I think we're just going to roll in the van.
Well, Keith thinks that I should borrow his rollerblades and hang out behind the van.
Yes, wearing a pair of hot pants and with a glow stick and a whistle.
I have a feeling that I would become target practice if that were the case.
Very much so. Very much so. One of mine, somebody said, put the deer basket on the back. I thought about that, you know, whoever's back there is going to be living in a major inhalation of diesel fumes. I don't know about that. I think we're just going to do it the way we're going to do it tomorrow. But hopefully, give us a shout, give us a wave as we come on by during the floral parade as we roll with the Joy Life crew from St. Jude's. So that'll be good stuff. All right, I mentioned less than 2 weeks from Super Tuesday, Super Fat Tuesday, and we talked yesterday a good bit about a new poll out. Now, understand, still keep it in mind, that there are lots of polls, not so many here in the Senate race and the AL1 race for the Republicans, but you do have to, you'll see a poll and it says this person's on top, and then a poll says another person's on top. So what I kind of look for, number one, is what the methodology is, how big of the sample, and then is there some kind of trend or consistency from poll to poll to poll? Say this week, that's been upended. But they're one-off polls. So you had the Club for Growth poll that showed Tommy Tuberville at the top of the Senate primary for the Republicans. That's the first time we've heard anything like that.
Yeah, and that came in that poll with a jump from Tuberville and a 5-point drop for Sessions, specifically in that poll. And that's something, you're right, we haven't seen here recently.
Yeah, that's, well, and it's a big question because there were people early on talking about, well, Jeff Sessions may avoid a runoff here. They may be, he may be over 50%. Even though the poll that came out for Club for Growth, which is, you know, you can say the group has an agenda, but they did do a regular poll. Does that mean Sessions is not going to win it? No, but what it tells me is Sessions is probably not going to win it outright. I mean, I've felt that for a couple months. It looks like more confirmation that there's going to be a runoff. Now, the question is, who's in that runoff? Is it, because it was always this, since the late October announcement from Sessions, it was always going to be, well, there'll be a runoff. It'll be Jeff Sessions and Bradley Byrne, Jeff Sessions and Tommy Tuberville. Could there be a runoff and not have Jeff Sessions in it? So that's one of the things to look at. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but that one poll has showed a skew there.
So if we do get a runoff, we've got Super Tuesday. That'll be March the 3rd.
Right.
The actual after the runoff, that would be what, March 31st.
So
just 4 weeks.
That's right.
For more campaigning, do you think it'll get dirtier then?
Yes,
if that's the case.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No hesitation. Yes. And then in the AL1 Republican primary, story out from our news partners at WKRG, they put together a News 5 and strategy research poll, and it said, "Here we go. Mobile County Commissioner Jerry Carl is leading that race in their poll." With 29% of the vote, followed by former State Senator Bill Hightower with 21% of the vote, and State Rep Chris Pringle with 13% of the vote. Now, here's the number that gets me. 32% of those in this poll are undecided.
That's big.
We saw a poll earlier for AL1 that had like 48% undecided, so that number's come down some, but that's really big. When Jerry Carl, who's leading this, has 29% of the vote, but you say 32% still undecided. I mean, that if there was ever a piece of information, if I was running for this office and I saw that piece of information, not that any of these candidates have not been getting after it, but I'd double and triple get after it right now with 32% in play.
Yeah, and you always say to look at how they conducted the poll, and this is a pretty good poll. The 2,000 people who did say they plan to vote in the primary, this wasn't like 250 people
right
off the streets of Mobile. They polled 2,000 people. They say a margin of error of 3%. So pretty, I mean, 32% undecided. That could swing the election no matter which candidate.
That's right.
It's a huge chunk of that.
And this is another one. You're looking at a runoff. But who's going to be lined up in that runoff is what we're trying to figure out. Also, go down the list here. We have John Castorani with 3%, Wes Lambert with 2% in this. So, but the number really that stood out to me, the Jerry Carl was interesting to see Jerry Carl in the lead because there had been a poll out couple weeks ago that had Hightower leading, but Jerry Carl leading as of this News 5 strategy poll. But 32% of the vote. Remember, this is, like Dalton said, 2,000 people that said, this is high graded, 2,000 people who said they plan to vote in the primary, and 32% are undecided. You're right. If you go down, you know, we go down and stand on the streets of Mardi Gras, and 32% are undecided. We don't know if those people were planning to vote in the primary or not. These are people who identify as people who would vote in the primary, and 32% of them say, I don't know. It's coming up March 3rd. I don't know.
How many races have that high of an undecided number just days away from the voting?
So, I mean, as soon as I say this, somebody can probably prove me wrong. I don't think many. Usually it's in the teens. Mm-hmm. It's kind of where I'm used to hearing it. But you look at 32% undecided. You know what? If you're one of those undecided people, I'd love to know what, at this point, causes you to be undecided, and what do you need to find out between now and March 3rd? All right, we'll talk about that when we get back.
836 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on a Friday. It's time to head to McConnell Automotive. Talk to Louie Arata. Hey, Louie.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Mardi Gras trucks are going to be rolling this weekend down in Mobile on for Mardi Gras, and a great chance to get a great deal on one of those trucks. Tell us about what you got going on.
That's right. They start tonight with the crew of Columbus. I just want to take a minute out and thank all the organizations for letting us do this. I mean, they're I think it's going to work out. It's going to work out great, actually. We're going to present these new GMC Sierras, the three-quarter tons and the half tons. Going to put an AT4 in there tonight, too. So y'all go down and check them out. I know it's going to be a little chilly, but y'all can still go down there and have a good time. They're going to be parading tomorrow in the floral parade. So if y'all want to go tomorrow afternoon down there, and the MOTs, we'll be pulling them, too.
So you got all the Mardi Gras trucks, but also at McConnell Automotive, a huge selection of pre-owned vehicles and a nice body shop at that, too.
Oh, we got a great body shop. You know, it had some bad weather lately, and if that unfortunate accident occurs, just give Gary Turner or any of his buddies back there in the body shop a great state-of-the-art body shop that'll take care of all your insurance needs, and just a great person back there. Y'all need to come by here and just say hi to Gary.
All right, good stuff. Thank you, Louie.
Thank you.
That's Louie Arata. You'll find him at McConnell Automotive on Dolphin Street, just east of I-65.
Right. Read through some of these texts here. On the question I asked about the undecided in the AL1 Republican primary, and I think that same poll shows 40% of Democrats undecided in this. By the way, just so you know, you can go back and check out, tonight on Kennedy for Alabama, the second half of the AL1 Democrat debate. Played the first half last week on a show, second half this week. That's also available on our website in podcast form. You can hear the AL1 Democrat debate. For sure, you can hear the AL1 Republican debate that we hosted back in late November, and also when Jeff Poore did his debate, moderated the debate in January. That was beginning of this month. That was end of January.
Yeah, January.
End of January. So those three debates are up online in AL1, plus our interviews with the candidates and Robert Kennedy Jr.'s interview with the candidates. Those are up. So we're trying to, give you all the... those 32% need to make a decision. We've got information up for you.
Yeah, see who you most align with, and I can't think of a better way of doing that than listening to their mano-e-mano interviews with you, Sean. We've got those, like you said, and also the debates to see how they react under pressure.
Dalton, how does one find those podcasts?
That's a great question, Sean. We've got multiple options for you. First off, you can go to fmtalk1065.com and click on the podcasts tab. Also, we load the candidate interviews on our Facebook page, facebook.com/fmtalk1065. But if you want them hand delivered to you, or I guess digitally delivered to you, you can subscribe to our podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn, pretty much anywhere you can get podcasts. Go ahead and subscribe, and we don't mind the good ratings on there either.
All right, good deal. So y'all do that. All right, reading through these texts here, unnamed texter. Y'all, I'm on a warpath on unnamed texter. Give yourself a nickname. You know, you can give me your full name, first name, last name, nickname, just something.
Some kind of handle.
Your handle, right. Yeah. Whatever your trucker handle would be, you know, use that on there so I can...
And we do like funny names as long as they fit within the FCC guidelines.
Correct. So this unnamed texter says, it seems as if Chris Pringle is running commercials and finally trying to make it a competitive race, but does he know the difference between socialism and communism? At the end of his commercials, he says, we have to stop the liberals. As he walks off, he mumbles commies. You don't say. How many times have I played that clip now during the midday show? Yeah, that was a that stood out. He said, I feel his commercials are pandering at its best. Okay. Unlike Mr. Pringle, I don't feel like as if everyone who looks at me is being blamed for everything. Okay. Oh, I don't feel like everyone who looks like me is being blamed for everything. All right. Then Gamecock Girl says, I am undecided, and yes, I was polled.
Hmm.
All right, cool. So somebody did get polled in our audience. The commercials tell me nothing. I'll vote with Trump. I'm pro-life, pro-gun, blah, 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 blah. I'm planning to go on your website between now and March 3rd to see what they've said in the interviews. Cool. Thank you, Gamecock Girl, because that's why we do all that stuff and put it up in podcast form. Yes.
I was just back to the polling we've seen when in that recent poll regarding the AL1 race and Republicans. When you've got 32% undecided, now I know some will be making their decisions between now and Super Tuesday, but how big of a deal do you think name recognition becomes at that point?
Huge.
Huge.
The people who are, that don't live this as much as, you know, this audience, the people who come later to the party, right? And we always see that, you know, a month out from a primary, we get lots of people listening, you know, that you're not always day in and day out listeners. They're coming because this is a big deal. They're trying to get the information, which is a good thing. I'm happy we're here for it, and that's a great thing. Name recognition is huge there. When people look down on the Scantron, because they're going to go in, they're going to say, oh, President Trump, if they're Republican, not President Trump. And then there's all this other stuff. And that's when the name recognition really becomes very, very important. Walt says, I think that if Bradley Byrne loses the race, he's going to run for governor, and maybe Tubbs too. We're talking about like a rematch in a gubernatorial cycle? Are we sure that Tuberville is living in Alabama now? Is he officially, or is he still...
I haven't seen an update. You know, I'm sure there's one out there, but I haven't seen it.
He's like a south to north carpet bag, they said, when he left Florida and came back here. Let's see. Walt says, I say they'll run for governor because of name recognition, and no one has said they are running yet. Superbomb says, I am undecided on who I'm voting for between Byrne and Sessions. I like Byrne's moxie. Love that word. During the impeachment fiasco, but I also feel a loyalty to Sessions. No clue as of yet. Now, I think that is... there's an undecided that I understand. I understand that in the Senate race. I was thinking more in the AL1 primary, but in the Senate race, I get that. I think a lot of that will go as people trying to decide. They have a favorite. They have a second favorite. How close is a second favorite? I get it.
Especially down here. I know a lot of people are planning on voting for Tuberville, but specifically Mobile and Baldwin counties, you know, we know Byrne and we know Sessions for a long time. You know, they've been names around here, and that's tough with the two of them going head to head, because I know a lot of people down here like both of them. So yes, it makes it a tough vote.
It does. And who will win down here is one of the bigger stories too. Between, I don't think it'll be a split. I think one of them's going to have a majority of the votes in Mobile and Baldwin County. Josh, I noticed it too. I dug into it. I love this. So Josh says, Josh, our minds are in the same place. Josh is talking about Kris Kringle's wall commercial, the TV commercial. He said also Chris's wall in the commercial isn't the best built wall. All the joints align. And so what Josh is talking about, when you're building brick wall or cinder block wall, you know, you stagger your joints. Right. You don't have joints. You have, here's the joints at this level, then you stagger it so the joint on the lower level comes to the middle of the brick on the next level, right, for more strength and stability. So Josh, digging around there, I think that was all courtesy, not of Kris Kringle, who I've known him long enough, he knows how to build the wall. They're TV people. I don't get myself in trouble, but the people that produce commercials, that do all the other stuff to make the production of the commercial, I think they were in charge of the wall building. But Josh, do not feel alone, and I now don't feel alone, that when I saw that commercial, I went, oh, man, why didn't they stagger the joints in that wall?
Also, I know he wasn't done building the wall in that commercial, but a stepladder, that's all it would take to get over that one.
It's true. That's true. We're picking this thing apart. All right, so we've got the – but, yeah, it's one of those things that distracts you. Like if you've built – and you see that and you go, man, you should be listening to the message. You're going, man, I would have staggered that joint a little over that way. All right, coming right back. Going to the phones at 343-0106. This is Deep Graw, we've been told. Deep Graw, Friday of Mardi Gras, Crew of Columbus tonight. The Boom Boom downtown. And make sure, give us a shout, a wave, and hopefully we can throw you some goodies tomorrow during the floral parade when we're rolling with the FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Command Unit, which is a real fancy word for our van,
right,
down by the river. Indeed. All right. 850 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Boardings on this big Mardi Gras weekend Friday. By the way, Josh, if you're listening here, still Dink is saying that we may have an issue here, Josh. So Dink has said on the text line for staggered joints like you and I were talking about, Josh, that it's not true. Only on bricks. When you're doing blocks, you don't have to. You don't have to run staggered joints on. And I'm starting to picture, you know, when you have cinder blocks set like that, I guess you don't have to have staggered. But why wouldn't you? If you could, wouldn't they be stronger? I don't know. We'll save that for you. You know what? That's a Danny Litford question for tomorrow during today's homeowner. All right, go to the phones. And first up in Mobile, we'll check in with Jay. Hey, Jay.
Hi. I just want to say I love your show, and I'm very excited about the upcoming election.
Thank you.
I'm probably going to vote for Jerry Carl for the Congress. I'm probably leaning to voting for Bradley Byrne. I want to say a couple of things. There's just so many topics. You did a great job this morning.
Thanks.
I think that under normal circumstances, I would have voted for Jeff Sessions, but I think he's getting older, and I think it's time for a change. Not that I don't like Sessions, but I just think it's time, you know, that we get somebody in there new, and I'll hopefully have him for, you know, 18 years or so. But I do like Sessions. I just don't think he should have ever taken that job with Trump. You know, he didn't need it. He should have just stayed a senator. I also want to say that Chinese people are very good at building walls. I enjoyed hearing your topic about the wall, and I think that that's something that we need to remember. Now, the other thing I want to say is as far as the Kris Kringle, I do enjoy his commercials. I think there's a lot of truth to it. I'm tired of people blaming America, and what they're doing is when they're doing it, they're just blaming, you know, basically white men, and I hate to say it, but that's the truth. And Kringle's right. America has done a lot of bad things in history, but we've done some wonderful things that are great and have basically created civilizations and made it better and helped people all over the world of every race, color, and religion. And we need to remember that. So I guess what I'm saying is God bless America. And I think we need to, as the Bible says, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. And we need our freedom for everybody, and we need to admit what the truth is, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I just love your show, and I think you're doing a great job.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate the call. Leaves the line open at 343-0106. You know, Jay's talking about, there's one of the nuances here that I think is interesting. And somebody else, let me read this text real quickly, though. It said, I like Sessions, but he blew it for me when he recused himself, which gave us 3 years of the Russia hoax. For me, Tuberville is a rhino. Only choice for me. Only one choice for me. Okay. So that must mean Bradley Byrne, right? I guess. Unless you're... It may be mean Ruth Page Nelson or Stanley Adair or Mooney. But I'm guessing. Okay. So the nuance thing. Now, I'm not going to get into the recusal thing because the people are just kind of galvanized, but I'm right. And if you disagree with me, you're wrong. But Jeff Sessions did the right thing by the rule of law in recusing himself. I mean, he had looked at this. You cannot like it, but you shouldn't be surprised that Jeff Sessions did something exactly by the book. I mean, that's what the man does. But what Jay was bringing up, and that nuance is important, and that's one that I have not heard played up in this Senate race by Tuberville or Byrne, who are younger, considerably younger, is the Senate long game. And that is, I know, everybody wants to say term limits and kick them all out and they shouldn't stay there for more than, that's not the way Washington works. Do I wish it was different and there was new blood in there all the time? Yes, but you have to have the members of Congress vote on term limits once they're in there, and they're not going to do that. So with the rules of the game as of now, you have the more senior of a Senate delegation you have when you're coming from a small state like Alabama, it is an extra big deal. Those of you that have listened for years here remember how much I talked about Alabama's senatorial delegation punching above our weight class because of the seniority when it was Shelby and Sessions. Okay? Well, we're about to have that undone in one shape, form, or another. If I don't believe at this point that Shelby's going to run for another term, although, you know, don't put it past him. He might, but I have a feeling we're coming to pretty close to the end of the terms for Senator Shelby, right? That I may be proven wrong. But my gosh, the seniority that goes away when Richard Shelby decides not to run. We know that one of the Senate seats is going to be a new boy no matter what, right? Well, I mean, if you think Doug Jones will hold on to the office, he's still wet behind the ears. I don't believe Doug Jones holds on to the office. So whichever Republican becomes our next senator here in Alabama, they're the new kids on the block. They're new kid on the block. They've got no seniority. Now, we talked a little bit. If Jeff Sessions was elected in that position, he would have seniority over the freshman class entering with him, but he wouldn't regain his old seniority in the Senate. So if you're looking at making a decision now in Senate, you want to obviously vote for the right person. But there is, as Jay mentioned, there's a long game to play here. And the long game, you once again, remember, it's not what you want. It's what's reality in Washington. And reality is that seniority gets things done. And for a state like Alabama that, you know, first of all, got 7 congressional districts, we may end up with only 6 by the time the census shenanigans are finished with, right? There, you understand how outnumbered we are in the House of Representatives, right? You get that. In the Senate, the states have equal footing. But a senatorial delegation that has seniority gets a little more than equal footing. And for a state like Alabama that is challenged by the number of congressional districts and reps there, small population state, if we're going to get into it and be able to get anything, a lot of that's going to come from the Senate. And the way things get done in the Senate is what committee you're on, what your seniority and rank is. So we're about to, in the next 2 cycles, this cycle and the next, possibly, go all new kids in the Senate. So the idea is you vote for somebody who will keep the office for a long time. And I'm just talking about in years on the planet, longevity, so they can grow into somebody who has that seniority to have that plus size influence in Washington. And that's one of the things to think about. And Jay brought up a good point. I think it's worth talking about. All right, coming up on Midday Mobile today. All right, so we're going to do this starting at noon. There's this other show, Midday Mobile. I don't know if you've heard of it before, but it happens at noon on weekdays. And today, State Rep Steve McMillan, a man who has a lot of wisdom about the Alabama legislature, is going to talk about what's happened so far up in Goat Hill and what he sees going forward in this session. So we'll talk to Steve McMillan coming up in the noon hour. And at 1 o'clock, William Bryant with the Mobile Area Chapter of the Boy Scouts of America. Not the national, but the Mobile Area Chapter is going to join us. I've had a lot of questions. I know I'm not the only one that's had a lot of questions about what the Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing for the national BSA means for your troop, your den, you know, your Cub Scout, your Boy Scout. What does it mean? Well, he's going to join us to talk about this at 1 o'clock. The differences in the filing at the national level and what that means for the Mobile Area Council for Scouting, he's going to talk to us at 1 o'clock. That's William Bryant joining us. So that and a bunch more coming up on Midday Mobile today. All right. And if I don't talk to you before then, we'll see you during the floral parade tomorrow. We'll be rolling in the FM Talk 106.5 van. Give us a cheer. We'll throw you some goodies. All right. Did anybody like banana moon pies? I wanted to get some banana moon pies too.